This is a study that is out that says that the home care support that is being given for the elderly frail is far inadequate, and that's why they often end up going back into a hospital facility.
It is actually very common to see, Steve, caregivers that are just at their limit of both physical and emotional capabilities of caring for particularly a loved one who has multiple problems, that is dementia, heart disease, diabetes, their mobility may be compromised. They end up performing many of the functions that their partner was responsible for doing, or at least participated in, on top of maintaining the household, maintaining a job, and that the amount of services that are available, the number of hours of services that are available to assist them in the home tend to be inadequate because of the constant demand. It's not as if this is just, you know, you come, you treat somebody, and then they're able to recover and regain their function. This is usually a situation where people are deteriorating. They require increasing number of hours of care, and it's just not available, and the caregiver ends up compensating to the point that they just break.
This Health Council of Canada said they may be getting 14 hours, maybe 20 hours, and it's very inadequate. And I guess they were between the lines saying the politicians talk about making the resources available to home care, but they're not doing it.
That certainly seems to be the case. And whenever these things happen, Steve, whenever you hear about the inadequate providing of funding for these things, I keep coming back to all the waste that we have seen in our system over the past few years, with literally billions of dollars being wasted on absolutely no care at all, and how that could actually move this forward, or could have moved this forward, and instead the money is now gone, and now we're faced with these kind of shortages and increasing burdens on our system. And especially if you have people that are already productive, that are contributing to society, that now are spending their time to the point that they break. These are people that then need themselves care, that are now taken out of a system where they contribute to society, they provide funds for others. It becomes a vicious cycle that continues and will eventually result in a complete collapse of this particular system.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.